What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
By the way, I just shared this with the producers. They were just, they couldn't have been printing more money at UBS Arena on Long Island yesterday. You guys care to guess how much a bag of kettle corn that we had as a snack? It was a pretty substantial
bag. Like a big plastic bag?
Like probably this big. It was literally this big.
$12.
Kettle corn.
$15.
$16.
Yeah.
Wow. $16.
Yeah.
I wasn't even shopping like beer prices because, I mean.
Did you pound beers?
No, because I had to drive a million hours.
Oh, you did an up and back, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you make your son drive?
Did the up and back.
Yeah. Your kids can drive.
Sure. They can both drive. But I'm a control freak when it comes to driving. I like to do the driving.
You don't let the kids?
Any leg of the stretch to Kiowa?
Sometimes they do because now, like, sometimes we have to take multiple vehicles, so they're forced to.
No, but when you're
in the car.
If I'm in the car.
You're driving?
I'm driving 99.9% of the time.
I can't wait till they tap him when he's 70, and he swears he's not going to drive when he's 70, but he will.
I'm good to give up the keys when I know that my driving skills have deteriorated, which they will.
Right.
We know they will, even though I'm a high-level driver at this point for mid-50s.
Right,
they're going to fall off a cliff at some point.
Well, you probably saw I tweeted over the weekend that my youngest got her permit, and so she hadn't actually been behind the wheel yet, and she's had her permit for a couple of weeks. And finally, we just took a little spin around in a school parking lot. You know, it's a big private school out in Virginia. I was shocked at how bad she was, just sort of instinctively.
Sure, of course.
Like she can, you know, she knows where the pedal and the brake is, but she was so uncomfortable and unsure of herself. And I can't even fathom how she can get from there to like driving on the beltway.
Yeah.
Like, how are we going to get there?
It's going to be scary. You're going to have some moments.
There's going to be some terrifying moments. Yeah. I mean, I think she'll pick it up pretty quickly, but it is, you know, you remember when your kids, when they drive the first few times, they have no sense of where the side of the car is versus the curb.
Yeah, I know.
It takes a long time.
They have no sense of it.
My most terrifying moment. It was with my youngest son Brendan. He was just learning, yeah. And he had his provisional where he could drive if I was in the car with him, and we were driving through the O town. And I remember exactly. I know the date because it was Chase Young's debut with the Washington football team.
All right,
because it was about 10 minutes before kickoff, and I was horny for the first game. And we were driving it, going through the drive thru at McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
2 minutes from my house. I'm like, all right, pull in here. So he pulls in, and he stops behind there's a Range Rover, like mm-hmm. 3 or 4 feet in front of him. So then the Range Rover pulls through, you know, your normal drive-through flow of traffic, and he hit the gas too hard, and the car lurched forward. I was like, my son's going to plow into this $80,000 Range Rover in the freaking McDonald's parking lot. But luckily, He had good reflexes and instincts.
He slammed on the brakes.
And he slammed on the brakes harder than I've ever seen anybody slam on any brakes. Yeah, oh, yeah. The seatbelt just grabs us. But he stopped about that short. Right. But it was terrifying.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
Because that's something they have to learn, too, sort of the touch of the pedals.
Sure. Because some cars you can just touch the brakes a little bit and the brakes hit. Other cars, if they're older, you might have to press that brake a little closer to the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put some muscle into it.
Yeah.
That was
sure.
terrifying. And look, you're going to have a lot of those moments.
After that happened, Cakes, did you take him outside and slam him next to a tree?
I did not. I was just like, thank God we didn't just pwn that.
So, how long was
Range
the total
Rover?
Trip then? How long was it up and how long was it back?
It was
five each way, maybe?
I want to say.
It's hard to know because you stopped to see Paulie.
Yeah, but it was literally on the way. Like, sure. If you go to Long Island, by the way, I thought, maybe I'm just dumb. I thought we'd be further out on Long Island than we were. Like, I think the arena is basically in Queens. Mm-hmm. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know.
The old one was probably a little further out.
I think Nassau Coliseum might have been further out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, we're only going to this part of New York? I thought it was definitely mm-hmm. further out. But I think the trip there was like 4 hours, 5 minutes, roughly.
Not bad.
The trip back took more time because there was hellacious traffic, like from the arena mm-hmm. till when we got on the Jersey Turnpike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like to go a few miles, it was just soul-crushing traffic.
When you saw Paulie, you saw him in his hood, right?
Yeah, yeah. We went to a diner. It was like 5 blocks away from where I lived.
Did you smell the trash?
Did I smell the trash? No. I know there's a huge landfill on Staten Island. I don't know how far I was from it, but I parked a block from the diner, walked to the diner, didn't have an overwhelming sense of trash smell. Right.
Maybe you have to be closer to it.
Maybe. I don't know.
CB, you mentioned your tweet of your daughter. I noticed you've also been tweeting a lot about Dylan Cruz. I feel like Dylan Cruz is your new Cliff Kingsbury.
My eyebrows like are raised. I had two hits yesterday.
I know, but my point is you're jumping on him early like you did Cliff Kingsbury when you had him on double secret probation at the beginning of the season.
Maybe.
Then it turned out that the Commander's offense was ridiculous.
I just get burned. You know what? I feel burned from the Carter Kieboom experiment. That one just bummed me out. I remember... A bunch of Nats officials
was
saying,
"Was Kieboom drafted that high?"
I don't know that he was drafted that high,
he was not drafted second overall.
No, but he was a prospect that they all said. All they talked about was, "Don't worry, that kid can hit. He's a camp misser. You know, we don't know necessarily he's going to play in the field, but he can hit.
Yeah,
you know, he can hit, and it never happened.
Look at the Nats on a mini heater, two straight dubs.
Well, they got the Dodgers coming in now.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
I think, especially with baseball, and we just saw this last year with Jackson Holiday.
Yeah,
sometimes
sure.
Sometimes these guys are rushed. I think Jackson Holiday's hitting .333. Valdez, correct me if I'm wrong.
He's
on
off
that.
To a good start.
But yeah, let's hope. I don't know anything.
He's up to .103.
Yeah, I don't know anything. My eyebrows are raised because last year when he called up, you know, he hit about .200. I think it ended up at like .210, and I didn't think it was some great September. But everyone seemed to not be concerned at all. So, okay, that's fine. I get it. You know, and then he started out 0-18 or whatever. Still a little bit. My eyebrows are just raised. But, okay, maybe he'll just take it a slow start. Jackson Holiday deal. All right.
I mean, it's rare that you just completely come up and just start dominating in your first.
Don't expect him to dominate.
15 games of
Jason,
your second
Jason, I don't expect year. Him to dominate. I just expect him to just be average.
But let's see. Maybe.
And I think it's he just probably
way,
will.
It's way too early.
I'm probably wrong.
Got to judge him after two years.
I wouldn't
maybe
die
3 years.
On this mountain. Hey, I'm just raising my eyebrows.
He's tied for the Nats lead with stolen bags. He's got two.
Okay.
I thought they were going to steal more bags. So they've been pretty slow in that category.
Everybody says he's
so
a great
far.
Fielder.
Well, they got to get on base. Yeah. They don't have many hits.
Yeah, that's true. But they've had enough opportunities to take some, to swipe. But we'll see. I mean, the Dodgers come in for three starting tonight. Dodgers are at the White House today since they won the World Series last year. Going to meet with Trumpy. And then I think Gore pitches tonight if they get it in. I think the rain's supposed to stop by first pitch.
What Dodgers time? Are 9-2. How about San Francisco, 8-1?
The West in general is hot. Giants, Padres, Dodgers.
Yeah, Padres 8-2.
Yeah, wow. I mean, the Giants, the Padres, and the Dodgers are combined, 25-5.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
That's pretty good. And the Giants have won 7 straight. But I can see why people are a little concerned about Cruz. But
I'm not sure that people are. I'm the only one that's kind of picking at him.
Sure, you're not the only fan that
feels
that way.
Do you do that because I think EB loves the back patting machine. Cakes is number 2, but he loves it more than anybody, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you put out that early... You put it out early. You can say, I told you so. And if it doesn't work out, nobody really calls you on it.
Well, it depends on how hard you go on it. If you go hard on it, you're going to get called out.
But to me, it was very reminiscent. Like he's been going kind of hard on it. Like every time the Nats get brought up, he raises my eyebrows about Dylan Cruz. It feels very similar to the Cliff Kingsbury thing.
You act like I have some sort of grand plan. I'm just raising my eyebrows on a guy that was the second overall pick or whatever, and I expected to be a superstar. That's all. Where's the superstar? It's early.
It's going
to take us some time.
You were saying it after 3 games.
No, I'm not. You're ignoring the 30 games he played last year. So that's a little bit of a sample. It's not a big sample, but it is a sample.
That's a blip.
Okay.
It's a tiny blip.
And I'm probably wrong. But I'm just looking at it and going, where's the superstar? I don't know.
23.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, good. He'll probably be great.
If they had just got him in the minors last year,
I'm not
going to
sit there and crow and say I was right. He sucks. I don't know if he sucks. I have no idea. I don't know anything. I'm just waiting for the guy that everyone said it was like a sure thing. I'm just waiting for that guy to show up. Maybe he did yesterday.
Well, I think he's a surer thing than Carter Kieboom.
Well, Carter Kieboom was hyped up by the organization. I don't know where he ranked. Maybe he was only, top 25 prospect in baseball or something at some point. But he was a pretty high prospect for the Nats. And that went, and I distinctly remember having a conversation with somebody over with the Nats, and they assured me, don't worry, this kid can rake. And it never happened.
Guy gets a lot of mentions on this show, Carter Kieboom.
I mean, he was a first-round pick.
I understand.
In Mike Trout's first 20 games, he was hitting about 185.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Another 85 points to catch him. Yeah, he's hitting about half of what he did.
That's true.
In a terrible start.
But you got to give him time. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar. Yeah. But you certainly have to give him more than 15 games.
Of course. I'm not saying cut him. I'm not saying send him down. I'm just raising my eyebrows. That's all.
All right. Earlier in the show, we talked about Ovi breaking the record. It was a great weekend. Cakes, of course, was in Long Island to witness history. Coming up next, let's get into the Caps overall. They don't seem to be winning a lot of games lately. Can they turn it around? We want to hear from Caps fans. 800-636-1067. Are you worried about the Caps as they approach the playoffs? That's next here on the Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.